where possible, we'll go up for the mop-up operation. Where, I mean, the number of days from the reference night becomes long, then we will not count that person. Because remember, our reference date is 17, 18 August. So the longer one takes to call our offices, the more we think the data will suffer from memory loss. So we will not count them.
Are people required to contact the ZimStats office to tell that they have not been counted?
Yes, we do encourage that. We do encourage that a lot, and people are coming forward.
And now, some have complained that they are in rural areas and they are unable to visit or call these offices. What can they do? How can they get counted?
The most of the people, or all of the people who were doing the counting, are resident in those areas. So they can visit the schools, they can visit the council offices and make their request known. They don't necessarily have to come to ZimStats in the provincial capitals or whatever.
Is it normal that we are seeing a larger number than expected that are saying they're yet to be counted, some in the major cities where we would assume that that might have been the best area that would be counted easily?
No, those numbers are not large, statistically. They're not large at all. But it's good that people are coming forward and they have to be counted. But the figures are not large at all.